I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect we're at Thursday, March 31st, 2026. It's 3:30 p.m. Let's see, members present today, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Tilton, Senator Wilikowski will be on his way shortly, and myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Juliana Singh with Senate Records and not Zachary Lawhorn as moderator. Chloe, can't remember your last name. Chloe Miller, moderator with the Legislative Information Office. Today we have three items on this agenda, and we are going to take them slightly out of order. We have a second hearing on Senate Bill 245, Arts and Culture Day. It's sponsored by our own Senator Rob Bjunt, who's somewhere amongst these small people. There he is. Okay. We'll hear Senate Joint Resolution 30, support for military and increased infrastructure by the Senate State Affairs Committee. Finally, we'll have a first hearing on Senate Bill 239, motor vehicle registration, by our own Senator Kathy Tilton. With that, I'd like to invite the sponsor of Senate Bill 245 forward for Arts and Culture Day. There's a draft committee substitute for Senate Bill 245 in the packet. And may I have a motion, Senator Bjorkman?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I move to adopt the committee substitute for SGR 30, work draft 34-LS. No. Briefities.
Thank you. Vice Chair, Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 245, work draft 34-LS1483/N, as in Nikiski, as our working document.
And I'll object for purposes of an explanation. And I'll bring forward staff to Senator Yunt, Ryan McKee.
All right, for the record, Ryan McKee, staff to Senator Yunt. So the change, page one, line one, we're going to be changing the day, pretty much the entire bill, changing the day from June 21st and to changing that to the first Friday in October. And then the rationale behind that is Alaska Arts and Culture Day being the first day of October better aligns this day with its goals of educating Alaska's younger generations and raising widespread awareness for arts and culture. And October is already a special month for culture and arts nationally. In 1993, our federal government established October as Arts and Humanities Month. Since then, Alaska has only irregularly acknowledged Alaska's creative culture, and only through a governor's proclamation. By setting a date at the beginning of October, we would more regularly remind Alaskans of our role in the national celebration. And additionally, this ensures that Arts and Culture Day will also be celebrated on a weekday, when classes are in session. By doing this, we ensure that our schools can participate in Alaska Arts and Culture Day and educate young Alaskans about our creative traditions. And then finally, an Alaska Arts and Culture Day would magnify October's first Friday events, which in turn would give people an avenue to celebrate Alaska Arts and Culture Day. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McKee. Is there any other objection? Sorry. I'll remove my objection to adopting the committee substitute. Is there further objection to adopting the substitute? Hearing and seeing none, 34-LS1483/N is our working document. We're now going to move on to open and public testimony. And if Senator Yunt, you want to introduce some of your fans.
Yeah. So I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I much appreciate it. So for the record, Senator Yunt from Wasilla, I figured we could either do 30 to 40 positive public testimony, moments here, or if you're all right with it, I would like to introduce to you guys a friend of mine, Barbara Gerard. So Barbara is our principal for the charter school, and then we've got a fresh group of sixth graders down here, so everybody wave for the camera, and a lot of outstanding, very dedicated parents, which is what every child is, you know, hopeful to have. And so for all of you kids that are down here, make sure when you're done today, you tell your mom and your dad and grandparents, everybody, thanks, right? But, yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, yeah, in closing, I think this is a great piece of legislation. It's long overdue. I'm excited to move it out of committee and keep it going with any ideas that you guys may have for the bill, too. It's been amended already. We're open to other ideas if need be. But, yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you, Senator Yount. Thank you, Mr. McKee. And then we've got a person to testify. If you'd like to come forward. Or whoever's coming forward. And if you would just state your name and your affiliation for the record. And this is on Senate Bill 245 on Arts and Culture Day.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate State Affairs Committee, my name is Kari Griven. I am the director of the art department at Sealeska Heritage Institute, and I am speaking now on the Institute's behalf. Sealeska Heritage Institute, or SHI for short, is a regional nonprofit tribal organization that serves the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian peoples of Southeast Alaska. Our mission is to perpetuate and enhance Southeast Alaska Native cultures through efforts in cultural revitalization, language preservation, promotion of Native arts, and cross-cultural understanding. And we believe that traditional knowledge is not a relic of the past, but a living foundation for the academic and economic success of our youth and our communities today. It is from this commitment to the living heritage of Southeast Alaska that I speak to you in support of Senate Bill 245. For SHI and the people we serve, art and culture are not separate categories of life. They are the very fabric of our existence. In Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures, the history, law, and ancestral stories are preserved and carried within the arts as we see around us, in form line, in weavings, in carvings, songs, and the stories passed on from generation to generation. Arts and culture are also a powerhouse for Alaska's economy. A 2025 news release from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that arts and cultural economic activity in Alaska is a $1.5 billion industry, contributing over 2% of our state's GDP. They further reported that the creative sector creates jobs for over 13,000 Alaskans, nearly 4% of our entire workforce, with a total compensation exceeding $1 billion. And this echoes SHI's economic impact analysis done by McKinley Research Group in 2023, which highlights that SHI generated $39.1 million in economic activity in the states. So here's to the point. We already honor Alaska's salmon, minerals, and agriculture through designated days. It is time we also honor the human spirit that defines Alaska. And by formalizing this day, we are telling the world that Alaska's economy is diverse and that its cultural wealth is just as valuable as the resources we pull from the earth. We're cultivating a legacy that will enrich our beautiful stage for generations to come. So on behalf of Sealaska Heritage Institute, I urge you to pass SB 245. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Groven. Is there any question? Hearing and seeing none, thank you for testifying. I think we've got Benjamin Brown, State Counselor for the Arts, would like to come forward. And Senator Wilikowski's been here since the beginning of the meeting, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And sorry I'm a moment late. I didn't know the bills were to be taken out of order, but I always love being first, so I appreciate it. And I was pleased to be able to testify the last time Senate Bill 245 was heard before the Senate State Affairs Committee. Oh, for the record, Ben Brown, Chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. And I'm again happy to answer any questions any of the members of the committee may have, specifically about the proposed amendment to the bill to move it from the 21st of June to the first Friday in October. And I tried to speak to that before, but of course the amendment wasn't before the committee then, so it wasn't really ripe for conversation. But I'm happy, whatever the committee wishes, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to provide the information.
Any questions for Mr. Brown? Okay, hearing and seeing none, thank you for your testimony today. We're going to go ahead and open up public testimony, and if we could limit public testimony to 2 minutes, that would be great. Is there anybody who'd like to testify on this bill? Any young takers want to? Really? Nobody wants to come up and testify if this bill is good or bad?
No extra credit Wait. Offer from your teacher if you testify?
I see a hand. Come on forward.
Heck yeah, buddy.
All right. Just right up here. You can pick either seat, and you just have to state your name, your first name and your last name, and where you're from.
All right. My name is Nathan Licht. I am from Palmer, Alaska. And I think this bill would be good because, I think someone else said this, but, like, people celebrate, like, a lot of different things, and I think it would be good that people who do like this would get the chance to, like, support it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions for Mr. Licht? Senator Wilikowski.
Do you think it should be in October or June?
I have no say in that.
You do, actually.
I mean, it's a tough question because, I think October because, the autumn is just, like, really pretty, and I think it would be a nice time to have it.
And you're probably fishing in the middle of the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, dead of summer, maybe not.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Licht? Thank you very much for your bravery and coming forward. Is there anybody else who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 245?
This guy over here.
Okay. Come on forward. And you, welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee. You just have to state your name and where you're from.
My name is Marcus Farr, and I'm from Wausau, Alaska.
Bring that microphone right to you. There you go.
My name is Marcus Farr, and I'm from Wausau, Alaska, and I think this would be good because it could teach us some different cultural art, and that would be helpful to people, you know, to not just understand one kind of art, multiple kinds of art.
Great. Any questions? What's your favorite kind of art? What's the favorite kind of art you like to do?
I don't know, probably abstract art.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Senator L.V. Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for being here. I happen to love abstract art also. Just wanted to share that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All sorts of kinds of art. Thank you very much, Mr. Farr. Is there anybody else who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 245? If you want, just come on forward. And just state your name and your where you're from.
Hello, I'm Griffin Copperwood. I think that it should be in October because October is kind of an artistic month with lots of like autumn, like known kind of as like the prettiest season with all the colors and stuff, and also like Halloween and all the other celebrations people do. I think it'd be like just a good addition to those things.
Yeah, that's great. Are there any questions for Mr. Copperwood?
Copperwood.
I think it's a great month, too. I think autumn's a really pretty time of year in Alaska, especially when you're up driving up and down the road from Fairbanks to Anchorage.
Mr. Copperwood, I have a question.
Senator Bjorkman.
What is your favorite fall thing to do
in the valley around Palmer?
Probably playing with my siblings.
Right on.
Just having a good time.
I like that.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Coppard. Is there anybody else you'd like to testify on Senate Bill 245? Anybody else? Okay, there's a couple. Why don't you come forward, and then there's someone right after you. And just state your name and your and where you're from for the record.
My name is Natalie Heggie, and I live in Palmer, Alaska. I think it'd be a great time for October because that's kind of a time where everyone likes to celebrate. It has full of really great colors, and it's fun to express your feelings in October, in my opinion.
Great, Natalie. Is there any questions? All right. Well, hearing and seeing none, thank you very much, Ms. Hegley, for your testimony. And hello.
I know I'm not a kid. Sorry.
That's okay.
Hi, I'm Austin Grimes from Palmer, Alaska. I'm a former art teacher, and I think October would be a great time because we're already in school, and it would be a great time to celebrate art, where in June we're not in session. So it'd be nice to have a time in our schools where we can come together and celebrate art and culture. So thank you. And thank you for taking the time to listen to our students today.
Yeah, we're just excited to have all the students and parents here in the Capitol. Thank you, Ms. Grimes.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 245? Just come on forward if you do. And we just want to hear your name and where you're from. There you go.
My name is Kaden Rhett. I'm from Palmer, Alaska. And I think October would be a great time because we would still be in school, and it's like a time of artistic and different colors and everything. And we would have like a time to, kind of what Ms. Grimes said, celebrate art and like do everything about it. And yeah, I think October would be a great time to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Rhett. Are there any questions? How about what's your favorite kind of art that you like to do?
Well, my favorite kind of art, I don't know. I kind of like just draw doodles of random stuff.
Oh, I do that too. Been doing that the whole time I've been sitting here. Anybody else? Thank you very much, Mr. Rhett. Appreciate your testimony today.
Thank you.
Any other final folks who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 245? Hearing and seeing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. We were going to hold this bill over. We are, okay. Is there any last-minute comments you'd like to make as a sponsor of the bill, Senator Yunt? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we just wanted to thank everybody for being here today. Thanks, everybody, for... We'll take a brief at ease. All right, we'll call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting back to order. We're going to hold Senate Bill 245 over for a further hearing and to have another bill from the other side, the House side, come over to the Senate. So with that, we'll go ahead and set Senate Bill 245 aside and take a brief at ease. I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting back to order. We are now going to move back up to Senate Joint Resolution 30. Senate Joint Resolution 30 is sponsored by the Senate State Affairs Committee. By request, it's a support for the military and to increase infrastructure in the area. Members have a draft committee substitute for the resolution in your packets. May I have a motion to adopt the working document?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the committee substitute for SGR 30 work draft 34-LS1598/G as in GNOME as our working document.
Oh, I see what you did. I'll object for purposes of discussion. I have Sam Marquardt, if he could come forward, staff to Senate State Affairs Committee, to explain those changes.
For the record, Samuel Marquardt, staff to Senator Kawasaki. Thank you all for hearing this resolution again. I'll give a brief explanation of those changes. So on page 1, line 11, we add reference to partner operations in the Arctic and Indo-Pacific and describing Alaska's strategic defense role. Page 2, lines 2 through 6, expands language regarding recent military growth in Alaska by referring to mission growth in addition to personnel growth. Page 2, line 16, includes specific reference to housing shortages at Eielson Air Force Base as an example of current infrastructure strain. Page 2, lines 24 through 27, expands the description of dual-use infrastructure to include utilities, power communications, air and seaport development, lodging, aircraft, hangars, roads, railways, and adds language regarding infrastructure resilience and savings to the state. And then we added some minor and inconsequential changes to grammar and wording. That was primarily at the request of some of our military stakeholders after the resolution had been drafted, so we were just able to update it to adequately advocate for their needs, and then also to fix a few drafting errors.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marquardt. Are there any questions? Okay, hearing and seeing none, I will remove my objection to adopt the working G as our working document. Is there further objection? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we now have version 34LS1598/G as our working document. Are there any questions, last-minute questions about the bill itself? Okay, hearing and seeing none, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I move committee substitute for SGR 30 work draft 34-LS1598/G as in Gustavus be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Are there any objections? All right, hearing and seeing none, that's Senate Joint Resolution 30, work draft 34-LS1598/G is reported from committee with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal note. We will go ahead and roll directly into the last bill, Senate Bill 239. Senate Bill 239 is sponsored by Senator Kathy Tilton. Her staff, Heath Hilliard, will come up to present the bill. Welcome to committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the State Affairs Committee. My name is Senator Kathy Tilton, Senate District M, and with me is Heath Hilliard, my staff.
For the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Senator Tilton.
So I'm just give you a really quick overview of what Senate Bill 239 does, and then Mr. Hilliard can answer the rest of your questions. Currently, Alaska is an outlier in the nation, enforcing a static and outdated barrier that prevents Alaskans from fully enjoying the benefits of federal importation laws. While the United States government recognizes the historical and cultural value of vehicles over 25 years old by allowing their legal importation, Alaska's administrative code remains stuck in the year 1981. Our goal with this bill is to remove that regulation, which has actually been added as part of the regulation reduction package, although it has been a month that package has been turned in, and there has not been any comment or any work on that. So we are going to move forward on removing that regulation via bill. So Mr. Hilliard might want to step in and just give you a little more information on that.
For the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Senator Tilton. Our research has not indicated whether or not this regulation, the way it was written, the way it currently exists, was intentional or it was a function of a drafting error. However, nonetheless, we have a fixed date of 1981 versus a 25-year rolling deadline. So right now, in the under federal law, a vehicle that's 2001 or older can meet this qualification, but under Alaska regulation, it specifies 1981. And so, again, as the sponsor said, we're simply trying to rectify that, and I have been in touch with the administration. I've talked to the Department of Administration and the division director that the division did respond to us and did put together an amendment package to fix this. But again, as the sponsor said, it seems to be stuck in Department of Law and their legal review, and so we'd like to try to amend this before the end of session.
Great. Thank you. Are there any questions for the sponsor of the bill? I don't see any questions. Would you like to go over the sectional?
Yeah. Again, for the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Senator Tilton. Section 1, registration requirements for imported vehicles, adds a new AS28-100, I believe it's 108, and it talks about, again, aligning Alaska's language with the federal exemption. So instead of being 1981, it will amend it to be 25 years of age or older. Section 2, protections for the certificate of title, so one's registration and one's title, again, doing the same thing to align those dates. And then Section 3 is the effective date, which is immediately upon passage.
Thank you, Mr. Hilliard. We do have Kathleen Wallace, the director of the Department Division of Motor Vehicles, Department of Administration, who's online calling in from Anchorage. If we have any questions for her. I don't see anything at this point. We're going to go ahead and open up public testimony at this time. We have first online in Anchorage, we have Chris Blankenship. If you'd state your name and your affiliation, welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Hello, my name is Chris Blankenship. Anchorage, Alaska. I am the founder of a Facebook page called RHD Alaska, Right Hand Drive, and it's to bring the K-truck owners together around so where we can support and lobby the state to change the our current DMV regulations on the 25 years of age and older for the legally imported into the U.S. The federal government currently allows that, but also what the DMV has is that the K vehicles, which are the little trucks and vans and cars, and I'm sure that you've seen at least one or two of the little white K trucks running around town there, that we are lobbied into the all-purpose vehicle and the 4W classification, which is the four-wheeler there. And which we are not four wheelers. And I've talked with various law enforcement from city to state, and they said, well, yeah, it's currently you're allowed to drive your K vehicle, which is like a Honda Accord type, down an ATV trail, which is kind of dumb, you know. Or you can take your K van, which is the size of a Chevy Love, down a, you know, a TV trail. So I hope that this bill will change that for the importation, but also have DMV reclassify us as a car, a van, a PK, which is a, was it a pickup, you know? And so we're that we get away from the APV classification and the 4W. Yeah.
Thank you, go ahead and continue if you have more testimony.
Oh, Well, that I would just ask the legislature to ask the DMV rep if that this bill 239 when it's passed, if that will in turn change the classifications for the K vehicles, which are imported into the U.S. and brought up here to the state to get the title and registration. Because I have two current K vehicles, K trucks, a 95 and a 96 Suzuki Carry. Well, the model says APV. Well, my model is the Carry, C-A-R-R-Y. That's the name of it. Like the like the Honda Accord, you know, there. And so my vehicle is a model APV. Well, it's not an APV. It's a Carry. And it's classified as a 4W, which is not. And I just asked the legislature there on the committee if they can quiz the DMV rep if this bill 239 will help to reclassify us as a normal car, a normal van, and a normal, was it a pickup? And that's it. And that's all I have to say.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Blankenship. Are there any questions? I just have a really quick question about, we're trying to clarify exactly what you're talking about, but are your vehicles street legal in the United States to drive?
Yes, they are street legal, and that we are exempt from the requirements listed in the chicken tax there, and currently that we do not have to meet the federal IM and the federal motor vehicle safety standards because we fall under that 25 years of age and older. But if you look at the DMV website and they show K vehicles there, and it's blatant, it is there because that's what they have, K vehicles there. They said that you can import them, but you cannot drive them in Alaska on the roads because they don't meet the federal motor vehicle safety standards. But DMV needs to go back and read the 25 years of age and older federal part of it. Our K vehicles have that exemption, so we do not have to meet that federal motor vehicle safety standards. So somewhere along the line, somebody wasn't read up on what the current federal part of it is.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Blankenship. We'll now move down to Judy Snyder. Judy, if you'd state your name and your affiliation, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the State Affairs Committee. I'm Judy Snyder, calling from Wasilla, Alaska. I am a grandma, a business owner, a proud Alaskan since 1984, and a collector of really cool cars. I'm calling today to express my support for Senate Bill 239. Right now in Alaska, we have a situation where vehicles that are fully legal at the federal level, specifically under the 25-year import rule, are being denied Alaska titles and registration. These are vehicles that Alaskans have legally purchased in good faith, only to discover that DMV won't license them. I currently own two vehicles impacted by this legislation. One was purchased years ago that I have registered and insured to use on the roadways of Alaska. When I purchased the second one, I was flabbergasted to be turned down by DMV when I went in to register it. Federal law already sets a clear standard without issue. Alaska, however, is applying rules in a way that creates confusion for both vehicle owners and the DMV. Senate Bill 239 is a straightforward fix. It aligns Alaska with federal law and creates a clear, predictable path for titling and registering these cool old vehicles in the future. I urge you to support Senate Bill 239 to help bring clarity and common sense to this issue, and I thank you very much for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you today.
Thank you, Ms. Snyder. Are there any questions? I don't see any questions for you. Thank you so much for testifying today, and thank you to the other folks. Is there anybody in the room who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 239? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close public testimony. Ms. Kathleen Wallace is online. She's the director with the Division of Motor Vehicles. I do have a question, if you might be able to answer, and that has to do with the potential for a regulations package that's coming forward. And just wanted to hear your thoughts on that and what happens if we were to introduce a bill like this that might supersede regulations.
Hi, yes. Kathy Wallace, Director of DMV, through the chair. Right now, the regulation package, like they said, is submitted and sitting with the Department of Law. Either way, whether our regulation package moves forward or this bill moves forward, it accomplishes the same task. So they would just be a companion to one another.
Great, thank you. Are there any further questions for the DMV? Okay, hearing and seeing none, thank you very much, Kathy, for being online today. Are there any other final questions for members of the committee for the sponsor of the bill? Or would the sponsor of the bill or anybody like to comment on the bill itself? Senator Hilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'd just like to, again, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee for hearing this bill today. It is just to bring ourselves in alignment with the federal regulation and allow our folks that have these imported vehicles that are cool cars, as the constituent called in and said, to be able to drive them on the roads. Thank you again.
Thank you. And Mr. Hilliard.
Again, for the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Senator Tilton. One thing that should be noticed is the main reason this bill came forward when it did was because my understanding is the current regulation as it stands has not been uniformly enforced over the years. And so this has only been an emerging issue coming forward in about the last year and a half. We first heard about it in our office, I believe it was last year. And for those who are not in the antique car collecting kind of wheel space, pardon the pun, it was kind of an abstract issue for those of us, but Senator Tilton has a constituent who is part of that community and was able to more clearly explain it to us. And again, we found out that part of the controversy is that it was not consistently enforced over the 20 years that it's been in place. And so we just wanted to make that fix and be compliant and with federal law.
Thank you, Mr. Hilliard, and thank you, Senator Tilton, for bringing this forward. I'll say that we actually got an email from a person up in Fairbanks and out of Esther to address this exact issue. So just before we talked about this, I think it definitely is it's definitely a statewide issue, and we appreciate you bringing it forward, Senator Tilton. Hearing and seeing no other comments, we are going to set Senate Bill 239 aside for a further hearing. Under announcements, our next meeting that was originally scheduled for April 2nd is canceled. We have another meeting. We do have a meeting scheduled for the April 6th, but we don't have an agenda quite yet. So have a happy Easter weekend. This meeting now is adjourned at 4:11 p.m.